Hello, and welcome to the Quanta Services Blattner Acquisition Conference Call and Webcast. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. If anyone should require operator assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It's now my pleasure to introduce your host, Kip Rupp, Vice President, Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and welcome everyone to the call. This morning, we issued a press release regarding our intent to acquire Blattner Holding Company, which can be found in the Investor Relations section of our website at quantaservices.com. Additionally, we will use a slide presentation this morning to accompany our prepared remarks, which is viewable through this call's webcast and is also available on the Investor Relations section of the Quanta Services website. Please remember that information discussed on this call speaks only as of today, September 2nd, 2021, and therefore you are advised that any time-sensitive information may no longer be accurate as of any replay of this call. This call will include forward-looking statements intended to qualify under the safe harbor from liability established by the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These include all statements reflecting Quanta's expectations, intentions, assumptions, or beliefs about future events or performance, but that do not solely relate to historical or current facts. Forward-looking statements involve certain risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that are difficult to predict or beyond Quanta's control, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied. For additional information concerning some of these risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, please refer to the cautionary language included in today's press release, along with the company's periodic reports and other documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which are available on Quanta's or the SEC's website. You should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements, and Quanta does not undertake any obligation to update such statements and disclaims any written or oral statements made by any third party regarding the subject matter of this call. Please also note that we will present certain historical and forecasted non-GAAP financial measures in today's call. Further information regarding these measures and reconciliations of certain of these measures to the most directly comparable GAAP financial measures are included in our materials. Lastly, if you would like to be notified when Quanta publishes news releases and other information, please sign up for email alerts through the Investor Relations section of quantaservices.com. We also encourage investors and others interested in our company to follow Quanta IR and Quanta Services on the social media channels listed on our website. Now, turning to the agenda, your hosts for today's call are Duke Austin, Quanta's President and CEO, Derek Jensen, Quanta's CFO, and Jayshree Desai, Quanta's Chief Corporate Development Officer. This slide shows the topics we will discuss on the call and in our presentation this morning. Following our prepared remarks, we're happy to take your questions. However, we ask that you keep your questions to topics related to the acquisition of Blattner. With that, I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Duke Austin, Quanta's President and CEO. Duke?
Thanks, Kip. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our call. We're excited to announce our intention to acquire Blattner Holding Company, the leading utility-scale renewable solution provider in North America. In addition to its best-in-class position, Blattner shares many key characteristics with Quanta. A safety-first, employee-focused organization, a multi-generational, family-owned and led business, the industry leader in their core market. They drive solutions centered on craft skill labor and a trusted, long-standing, collaborative partner to their customers. Following our discussion this morning, we think you will agree that Quanta's acquisition of Blattner will position us to play a major role in facilitating the energy transition in North America and gives us the opportunity to create significant value for all of our stakeholders. We look forward to bringing this world-class organization and its employees into the Quanta family and delivering infrastructure solutions together. We believe Blattner is an ideal acquisition from a strategic and financial perspective. I'd like to highlight five key points related to this transaction. First, it will put us in the forefront of significant and long-term growth in the renewable energy market, which we believe will allow Quanta to collaborate with our customers to shape North America's energy transition to a carbon-neutral economy. Second, Blattner fits our strategy of delivering visible and recurring revenue and earnings because of their market position, established relationships with customers, operational excellence, and the long-term growth outlook for the renewable energy market. Third, Blattner and Quanta are aligned culturally with a shared entrepreneurial mindset and focus on safety, quality, and customer service. Fourth, Blattner is highly complementary to Quanta, both from a service offering and customer base perspective. And finally, we expect the transaction will be immediately accretive to Quanta on an earnings, growth, margin, and free cash flow basis, even without accounting for synergies. Let's take a more detailed look at Blattner and the renewable energy industry. Owned and operated by the Blattner family since 1907, Blattner is widely regarded as the premier utility-scale renewable energy infrastructure solutions provider in North America, with decades of experience and a strong safety culture. Blattner entered the renewable market in 1997 and became 100% renewable focused by 2006. Their services are diversified, both geographically and across three renewable energy technologies: wind, solar, and energy storage. Blattner provides front-end engineering, procurement, project management, and construction services, and like Quanta, self-performs most of its work, which helps to manage risk, ensure quality, and provide cost and completion certainty to its customers. Their superior operational and financial performance has been driven by decades of experience in client selection, sophisticated operational processes, a focus on craft-skilled labor, the scope and scale of their platform, and world-class employees. Further and importantly, Blattner is selective with the projects it pursues. Led by a highly experienced leadership team, Blattner has developed a customer-centric and collaborative approach that leads to early engagement in the project development process and long-term relationships with high levels of repeat business. This approach has resulted in double-digit revenue growth and attractive margins. Additionally, Blattner's corporate sustainability values and initiatives align well with Quanta's focus on people, planet, and principles. Further, we believe Blattner's pure-play profile of building renewable energy projects and shared focus on key stakeholders enhances Quanta's already favorable ESG profile. We believe the energy transition in North America is on the cusp of a significant acceleration, driven by consumer and investor preferences, increasing electrification trends, supportive public policy actions, and declining levelized costs of renewable energy. Moving to a carbon-neutral economy will require sizable and decades-long investment in renewable generation and related infrastructure, including meaningful repowering and modernization opportunities of existing assets, given the pace of the renewable technology advancements. In an overall fragmented market, Blattner represents a rare scale opportunity that we believe will put Quanta in a leading position in this large and rapidly growing renewables market and the energy transition more broadly. Blattner has installed tens of thousands of wind turbines and tens of millions of solar panels to complete more than 400 renewable energy projects with more than 62 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity throughout North America. Blattner typically works on a portfolio of 30 to 40 projects per year and generated approximately $2.4 billion in revenue in 2020. One of Blattner's many strengths is the ability of their project leadership and teams to shift between wind, solar, and energy storage projects, which allows them to more efficiently and effectively pursue opportunities across the renewable energy space. This capability, along with their sophisticated project management processes, selective customer approach, and ability to collaborate with their clients across technologies on their multi-year renewable generation plans, allows Blattner to manage its opportunity pipeline to capture programmatic customer spending as opposed to focusing on one-off projects. As a result, Blattner has greater visibility into future opportunities and backlog and opportunity to deliver more consistent results. Blattner is diversified both geographically and from a technology perspective, and they provide services across the infrastructure lifecycle of renewable energy facilities. Their high self-perform capabilities help to manage execution risk, ensure quality, and provide cost and schedule certainty to customers. Blattner has strong and long-standing relationships with leading renewable energy developers, including top U.S. wind and solar developers. The vast majority of Blattner's revenues come from repeat customers, which helps provide better insight into timing and amount of future work. What Quanta is to the electric power solutions industry, Blattner is to the utility-scale renewable energy solutions industry. Together, we will be focused on what we believe are the most attractive areas of the electric infrastructure complex. We believe the combination of Quanta and Blattner will create a company that is a leader in providing end-to-end infrastructure solutions that support grid modernization, system hardening, electrification, electric vehicle charging, and renewable energy. The complementary and holistic nature of our combined offerings creates a unique value proposition and opportunity to collaborate with our customers to shape the energy transition initiatives. The estimated total addressable market for U.S. investor-owned utility CapEx is large and growing. As many of you know, utilities are deploying record levels of capital into their transmission and distribution system for many years. Quanta has been the leading utility infrastructure solutions provider and has played a unique role supporting these initiatives. Utilities are in the early stages of investing in renewable generation, which we believe will expand significantly over time as they pursue clean energy strategies and net zero initiatives. As a result, we believe renewable generation CapEx could ultimately grow at a faster rate than transmission and distribution CapEx. We anticipate that Blattner will put us in a unique position to expand our solutions for our utility customers to support their clean energy and net zero initiatives. I will now turn the call over to Derrick Jensen, our CFO, to review the details of the transaction and our financial expectations for Blattner. Derrick?
Thanks, Duke, and good morning, everyone. As announced this morning, Quanta has signed a definitive agreement to acquire Blattner Company for upfront consideration of approximately $2.7 billion in cash and stock. This consists of approximately $2.36 billion in cash and approximately 3.3 million shares of Quanta common stock, valued at approximately $340 million. There is an opportunity for Blattner shareholders to receive additional consideration of up to $300 million based on post-closing EBITDA earned during the three-year period beginning January 1, 2022. We expect to fund the upfront consideration with a combination of cash on hand, drawings under our existing credit facility, and additional debt financing. Based on our June 30, 2021 balance sheet, we estimate that on a pro forma basis, including the additional debt associated with this transaction, that our net debt to EBITDA ratio would have been approximately 2.5 times, well below debt covenant requirements. While this puts our near-term leverage profile above our target level of 1.5 to 2 times, we believe the combination of Blattner's execution capabilities and the opportunity for strong multi-year growth will allow us to meaningfully reduce Quanta's leverage profile over the years following the close of this transaction. Further, we believe we can efficiently delever, even while maintaining a level of opportunistic external cash deployment into incremental acquisitions, investments, or additional stock repurchases, which demonstrates the compelling financial contribution Blattner provides to Quanta. The board of directors of both Quanta and Blattner have unanimously voted to approve this transaction, which we estimate will close in the fourth quarter of 2021, subject to receiving required regulatory approvals and the satisfaction of other customary closing conditions. Blattner's historical performance has been impressive, with significant revenue and adjusted EBITDA growth over the last couple of years and adjusted EBITDA margins of approximately 12% last year and expected in 2021. Based on 2020's combined reported results, On a pro forma basis, Blattner would have represented just under 20% of the combined company's full-year revenues. When considering the aggregate of our electric power operations, including Blattner, it would have represented approximately 75% of consolidated 2020 pro forma revenue, approximately 90% of pro forma 2020 adjusted EBITDA, and approximately 75% of total backlog. However, although we are still evaluating, given the anticipated addition of Blattner to our family of companies and their focus on renewable energy infrastructure solutions, we will likely resegment our aggregate renewable solutions revenues going forward. From a forecast perspective, Blattner has a meaningful portion of 2021 to still yet perform, and given the uncertainty around the timing of an ultimate closing, our forecast efforts are focused on 2022 and beyond. However, our commentary should be considered very preliminary given that it's still very early and there are significant dynamics that can impact our near-term expectations, not to mention our typical prudent approach to guidance. That being said, looking ahead into 2022, our revenue expectations for Blattner are comparable to 2021. This expectation is attributable to reduced wind capacity additions compared to prior years as developers restock their project pipelines and shift project construction timelines to take advantage of higher levels of production tax credits anticipated in the coming years. In addition, while the solar and storage market will continue to increase, we believe there is some risk to current supply chain disruptions in the solar market, which could cause some projects to delay construction in 2022. Overall, for the year, we see revenues between $2.5 and $2.7 billion and adjusted EBITDA, a non-GAAP measure, between $250 and $290 million. Contribution to adjusted EPS, a non-GAAP measure, is expected to range between 80 cents and $1 per share. Note that this is not an accretion estimate, as we are not yet prepared to provide quanta consolidated expectations for 2022. While this operating range suggests a slight decline in margins from 2020 and 2021 levels, margins remain accretive to our current consolidated EBITDA margins, and we believe the opportunity for margins to be in line with prior years certainly exists. Beyond 2022, we expect the revenue trajectory to ramp again as solar manufacturing capacity expands, regulatory support continues, and demand for low-cost green energy accelerates. We believe Blattner is well-positioned to capitalize on these trends and will experience growth in wind, solar, and storage capacity in 2023 and beyond. From a long-term perspective, we believe adding Blattner's world-class capabilities into our operating portfolio strategically positions Quanta to deliver incremental value to our stockholders as we broaden the solutions we offer our customers to support the rapid growth of North American renewable energy. We expect Blattner will deliver double-digit multi-year revenue and EBITDA growth with a complementary margin profile, enhancing Quanta's ability to deliver double-digit earnings per share growth over the long term. Of note, we did not assume any revenue or cost synergies in our valuation or in our future financial expectations. However, as Duke mentioned, we believe there are opportunities to deliver a broader set of infrastructure solutions to both Blattner's and Quanta's existing customers looking to bring renewable generation into the grid. We are excited by the opportunity to bring another world-class multi-generational family business with an exceptional track record in the renewable energy space into the Quanta family. We believe Blattner's capabilities, combined with Quanta's existing operations, will further differentiate Quanta in our end markets and allow us to deliver long-term stockholder value. With that, I'll turn it back over to Duke for additional comments.
To summarize, we believe Blattner is a great fit for Quanta and strongly aligns with our key strategies for sustainable success. We have long admired Blattner's reputation, capabilities, and track record in the renewable energy space. The values of both organizations are strongly aligned, which we immediately recognized early in the acquisition process. We believe Blattner has all the key criteria that Quanta looks for in a company that will complement and enhance our portfolio. This transaction will be transformational to our ability to collaborate with our customers on their energy transition initiatives and adds complementary skills and customers to our platform. The transaction is expected to be immediately accretive from an earnings from earnings, growth, margin, and cash flow conversion perspective. We believe our entry multiple is attractive and supports meaningful value creation for our stockholders, with upside opportunity to optimize the combined platform and offer holistic energy transition infrastructure solutions across our collective customer base over time. With that, I will now turn the call back to the operator to address your questions. Operator?
Thank you. And I'll be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to be placed into question queue, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing star 1. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Our first question today is coming from Andy Kaplowitz from Citigroup. Your line is now live.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations on the deal.
Morning. Thank you.
Duke, could you give us more color into the backlog that Blattner brings and how you assess the risk of that backlog? Blattner obviously does a lot of self-perform work like Quanta, but you give us a little more color into Blattner's track record of performance over time. And then you talked about providing turnkey solutions with Blattner moving forward. Obviously, that sounds like potentially good revenue synergies, but can you give us more color into how you think about the risk profile of turnkey renewables projects versus your core business?
Andy, thanks. First, I'll address the backlog. I think when we look at Blattner and the backlog currently, really, it's early for us. It's early in the stages for Blattner in the process going into next year and years beyond. What I will say is the relationships that Blattner has with their clients and the ability to see out and their alliance capabilities is much like Quanta's in our MSA business, so it allows for a recurrent revenue streams, and we're looking on the front side of all these projects more at a megawatt basis versus job for job. And I think that's what we see in the company and how we visualize going forward and get around the long-term nature of the macro market within the renewable business. So we're real confident in the way we see it, and it's really more out 20 years, not 24 months. So while the backlog is what it is today, I do think we book and look at the way that the alliances work, very much like Quanta. So we're very comfortable with that. As far as the EPC turnkey, the company has a long track record of performing renewable since 2006, just very similar to us. They perform in double-digit margins over time since 2006. So a long track record of performance and very key to the way we look at it. And I will say many times we comment on the people. And the people in the process here is almost very, very similar to Quanta, if not exactly like it. So it gives us a lot of comfort that the two companies put together culturally and the way we operate, the results speak for themselves.
Very helpful, Duke. And then I know you said your guidance for Blattner or estimates, whatever you want to call it, in 22 is prudently conservative, but maybe this is for Derek. Can you give us more color into how you're thinking about the growth profile of the company as you expect, you know, the 22 estimated EBITDA would be down significantly from 21? Is that just sort of mix, as you talked about, with wind being down a bit, or is it really just we're sitting here in mid-21 still and you haven't even closed the deal yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a false look if you're looking at the guidance next year. I think it's a 20-year look in the growth of the company, and we've put a slide in to give you some type growth projections even into 26. So that's the growth we see within the company. As far as the next 24 months, 12 months for that matter, we tried to give you what we thought a prudent nature of guidance the way it sits today. You have COVID, you have a lot of different things that we took into account, and we put a number that we feel like we're very comfortable with. But to say that that's where it's going to sit and that's guidance, it's a directionally, in my mind, where we believe the next 12 months go with Blattner. But there's opportunities on both sides of this. The way they run their business and the way that we look at our alliance customers allows Blattner to have good visibility into the next year as well as beyond. So we feel real comfortable about it. I'll let Derek comment more.
Yeah, only other thing I'd add is that it's much similar to the way that we approach it. They've performed quite well over the last few years. Quanta's margin profile has performed quite well over the last few years, but it's hard for us to look past decades worth of margin profile, and we very much looked at that as to influence how we think about the future.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question today is coming from Sean Eastman from KeyBanc Capital Markets. Your line is now live.
Hi, gents. Congrats on the transaction.
Thank you.
Dollar EPS contribution is. I think it says in the release that's not accretion. So I'm just curious what is the anticipated accretion in the full year 2022? Just a bit confused on how you're messaging that part.
Yeah, it's not an accretion dialogue because Quantas Services hasn't provided 22 guidance yet. And so you need to look at the comprehensive component of it to calculate accretion. So this is just a simple calculation of looking at the volume and profitability of the acquisition against the total shares that would then be outstanding.
Okay, got it. All right, and then I guess higher level, you know, it just seems like the growth story in renewable generation is kind of shifting from wind towards solar. So maybe you could just comment on Blattner's positioning in solar, capabilities in solar, and kind of execution track record over the past couple of years as solar has ramped. That would be a helpful discussion.
Yeah, Sean, when we look at the transaction, I think it's more important to look at what we feel like is an energy transition and where we sit.
Yep.
When you put both companies together, how we can collaborate with our customer and shape and mold the way the future looks and the way that we execute along the way with our clients on both sides, all of our energy clients, I think is where we see the business going, albeit solar, wind, their capabilities, 40 projects a year, they can transition between the teams, between wind, solar. You know, it's really more about megawatts installed than what type of project that we're doing. And I think that's an important way to look at this. When you're a market leader, you have scale, you can move people within the client base and what we see, because we're on the front side of the business, very much like on the T&D business, we're in the front side. It allows us to stay highly utilized and scale the business. And I think that's what you see in Blattner, and also what we see as the two companies combined, as we work with the client on their energy transition, in the future.
Okay, thanks very much. I'll turn it over.
Thank you. Next question today is coming from Jamie Cook from Credit Suisse. Your line is now live. Jamie, perhaps your phone is on mute. Please pick up your handset. Take your phone off mute. Jamie Cook with Credit Suisse, your line is now live. Please return to the queue. Our next question is coming from Ian McPherson from Piper Sandler. Your line is now live.
Thanks. Good morning, Duke and Derek. Congrats. This looks like a rare opportunity here. So glad you were able to get it done. I wanted to ask first off on the wind side, or really just with regard to the divergent near-term trajectories of wind and solar, is the, and I know that you're trying to be prudent and cautious with the way you talk about 22 today, but assuming 22 is going to be down versus 21, can you parse out what is maybe the short-term flattening of the wind backlog versus what are these inflation everywhere pressures that might be impacting the margins across Blattner's portfolio into 22 execution? And then my second question after that is really the opportunity for Blattner in offshore wind longer term.
Yeah, so the market, the way we see it, again, it's around the megawatts installed with our alliance customers that give us a lot of comfort into next year, whether it be solar, wind. Our people are we can move from either, and it doesn't matter as much. So in my mind, we're not concerned with what we see in the wind market, albeit it may be down, it may not be. It's early in the cycle. There's plenty of opportunities for the company to look at. And so I think when we look at it, we gave some directional guidance to 22. We're not concerned with where we sit. It's more about the next 20 years in the business that we see. It's visible. We're at the tip of the sphere of the energy transition with our clients and able to, you know, really lean into it now. And I think for us to be able to, at this point, to even give directional guidance on the business, to me, it says a hell of a lot about where we're at as a company and where Blattner's at on the sphere of it for us to even talk about it in early September. It's not common that Quanta would comment on 22. So us even commenting gives you a lot of comfort what we think. And I do think we give prudent guidance. And wind, solar, it's more about megawatts. So, yes, we see everything that you see, but our ability to be in front of that with the client like we are on T&D, I think if you go back in time, everyone was worried about the T&D business and transformers and delivery from, you know, what was getting said in the States, and we were having no issue. It's the same when you're at the top with the customer and talking to them. They're very close to their customers, and we feel very comfortable with the guidance. As far as offshore wind, many of the offshore developers are also onshore. We typically stay onshore. We'll do some interconnects. We'll look at it. Boats have not been our friend, so we'll probably stay away from boats.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question today is coming from Michael Dudas from Vertical Research. Your line is now live.
Good morning, Duke, Derek, and Kip.
Morning.
First question is, maybe you can talk a little bit about the company, you know, the people that you're bringing over. Are you going to structure it similar to other acquisitions that you have entered into the past? Is it going to be more standalone? What's the ownership structure of the company, and how many of the important people are going to be coming on board, and how that's all going to play out? That's my first question.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. The family is actually here and very much supportive of the transaction, and as well will stay on board and, you know, help us, you know, deliver what I think is a remarkable combination of two companies that are going to allow us to, you know, really talk to the client around what's next on the energy transition. So very much aligned. We very much thought about that when we talk a lot about our family companies and the management teams. I would say, I'll coin the phrase from Blattner, is they do a very good job of building people. And there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of leadership. They're world-class. The people underneath them are world-class. So we have a lot of confidence in this team. We do see this as a platform for us in this transition, whether it be electric vehicles, batteries, things of that nature. This will be the platform that we, as Derek said in his comments, as we go forward, this segment will, and the Blattner will be the part that, you know, I think from a programmatic basis will run it through the Blattner company.
And thank you for that, Duke. And then I was intrigued about your commentary or in the release about what your current, Quanta's current utility client base seems like. They were asking more of what you can provide. And certainly you've been highlighting the front end work and some of the planning such. Obviously, is this something that's driven a bit because of that? Is it, and maybe a little bit on, like, when you talk about energy transition across the board, driving, you know, some of the skill sets that Blattner has to your current place, which again is, as you can see, is very, it doesn't seem like there's much overlap between what the client base that you provide and from Blattner as well. So just maybe an aspect to that to, you know, get more visibility on what you can do with your current existing client base, given the skills that you're bringing on with the family.
Yeah, I think when you look at our client base and Blattner's client base, both sides, we saw each other a lot on right-of-ways or on projects. And I think reputationally, Blattner is to renewable generation what Quanta is to T&D. And we've often said that our clients are both doing two things primarily. It's switching from a carbon environment to a renewable environment through solar and wind, or T&D, mostly both. And so it allows us, somewhere around 20% of the spend of the utility business, whether it be through PPAs with developers or themselves internally, that spend is occurring. And about, call it less than 15% of generation today is renewable. And we see a long runway of renewable generation as well as repowering. We think that we're enabling a lot of that through transmission. So some of the bottlenecks are the transmission. We can help with that. And just us, the combination of the two companies with together at the client is powerful to help them collaborate towards their needs to, basically go to net zero, both on, it goes back to as well as our gas customers and pipeline customers as well, trying to move towards a net zero position. And I think this transaction allows us to be at the tip of the spear.
Thank you, Duke.
Thank you. Next question today is coming from Chad Dillard from Bernstein. Your line is now live.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I just wanted to dig a little bit into Blattner's sales cycle. So I just want to understand, is this, more of like a long-term contract business, or, are you doing one-off bids, for these projects? And then, what's the mix between, developer versus public utility? And I just want to understand, if you could say, what is the competitive moat of Blattner, and, how should we think about the win rate on the projects they bid for?
So I think it's very similar to Quanta. When you think about Quanta and how we sit with the customers on our MSAs and their longstanding customers, very much the same. They've been together since 2006 and even before, and some of their customers are our customers as well, on the developer side and on the utility side. So where they sit in the early stages of projects and the scalability is more around megawatts installed versus a project-based business. And it feels very much programmatic and recurrent. So we're extremely happy with that part of the business. And, look, that's the key to this is us collaborating together on those things on a programmatic way. And I think that's what you'll see on a go-forward basis.
Got it. And just on the project mix, I think in the slides, the average size was about, $64 million or so. But I think, Quanta has historically said that $100 million is, is classified as large. So in that context, what percentage of the project mix is large scale? And what's the mix between, fixed versus cost reimbursable?
They primarily work on fixed cost. They have a long history of working on that, history with the client, so I'm working on those metrics. We feel very comfortable with them. They work like an MSA would be to Quanta when you think about it. We don't know what – we know we're going to do $500 million on the MSA next year. We don't know what the projects are. Very similar here. They know the megawatts that are going to get installed. They don't know what the projects are. So difficult to say project size depending on geographic areas, rock, all kinds of things that come into play. So it's difficult to say the size of the projects. They typically upsize, honestly. And so, I think we continue to see the projects get larger, not smaller. That'll be the way it goes forward, but very comfortable with the risk profile against the margin profile going forward.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Next question is coming from Jamie Cook from Credit Suisse. Your line is now live.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
We got you.
All right. Sorry, I'm having issues with the remnants from a storm last night. So, Duke, if you could send your team over to Westchester, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. But anyway, sorry, but a couple questions, and I apologize if someone asks this. I know in your slides it said you didn't assume much in the way of synergies, but I'm just wondering if you could sort of speak to potential there and if there's a bigger opportunity more so on revenue versus cost. And then my second question, too, just sort of how the deal came about. And then I have a clarification on just the EPS contribution. But I guess if you could address the first two.
Yeah, so Jamie, I think really it's about the combination of the two companies and the energy transition that we see in the future and what we can do together. You're right, the synergies that we see, we have not put in a deal, but certainly as you think about what's the bottlenecks around renewable generation, a lot of that is transmission. Batteries, same thing. All the places that we see, bottlenecks, we're able to enable that on the Quanta side. And the places that we're not good at Quanta, which would be generation, Blattner's world class. So the combination thereof and what we can do at the client level to facilitate not only their customers, but their customers' customers, the value that we can bring and the way that we can shape the future of delivering renewables to market is something that the two of us believe will ultimately go down as what this deal is about. And it'll be a long-term, long-nature deal that we see the value in that, and so does our customers. And I think it's how the deal came about. Well, it's a 107-year-old family company. Typically, when we're looking at acquisitions, we look at people. And I had the opportunity to meet the family, have talked to them on the right of way, or people that work here many times. I would just say they're very much like our businesses, world-class people, the family. I would have said they're a perfect fit 5 minutes in the conversation, and every minute thereafter, it's a perfect fit. And when we look at things, the numbers are one thing, but the people underneath it that make it happen are everything that we look at. And this family is certainly what I would consider, you could sit them on top of any organization we have, it looks the same. And I think, we'll see that perpetuate out in the future. And certainly the people, both sides of the business, our people and Blattner people, will only benefit as well as all our customers from this transaction.
Okay, and then just a clarification on the EPS contribution. Does that include the impact from the higher share count and incremental interest expense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. Congrats.
Thanks, Jamie. Hope you get your lights on.
Thank you. Next question is coming from Justin Hoke from Baird. Your line is now live.
Hi, good morning, guys. So most of my questions have been answered here, but I was just curious, is there any, specific union versus non-union mix here that would be, either a limiting factor or something that keeps you out of certain geographies, or is this kind of agnostic and it just depends on where the work is and you've got the capabilities either side?
Yeah, similar to Quanta, almost, same, 50-50, 60-40, but depends on geographic area. Certainly, they were able to operate double-breasted and do.
Okay. And then I guess the second question, it sounds like, Derek, that you're at least preliminarily expecting to report this as its own segment. So I'm just curious, will you be folding any of Quanta's, legacy renewable work into this business? And if so, how big was that business? I mean, I know it's small, but is there a meaningful part that's going to be reporting under Blattner here?
That's what we'll be evaluating, is exactly which components, as we go through this, would be qualifying, if you will, into this new segment. Yes, we do some renewables component. We do a lot of things to, as part of the solution side of that, transmission, interconnection, substations, et cetera, versus the physical plant. But we'll be looking at all of that in the evaluation of how we lay out that segment.
Okay. That's all I've gotten for now. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Next question is coming from Noelle Biltz from Stifel. Your line is now live.
Hi, guys. Thanks. And good morning. I was hoping, I know you list in the presentation a number of the key customers. But could you give us any detail on whether there's, kind of particular customer concentration, or if you have sort of a breakdown of the percentage of revenues from the top, Blattner's top customers?
Hey, Noelle, it's Derek. So, yes, they're somewhat concentrated. I would tell you that about 10 to 12 customers represent the vast majority, if not all, of their revenues at this stage. Historically, they've had some degree of concentration in the last few years with top two or three customers representing 50, 60, 70% of their revenue base. But the main emphasis we have is that they're very much in repeat customers. You know, they've been able to do that type of revenue concentration, but deliver on a year-to-year basis, on a repetitive basis, which really speaks to the programmatic nature that Duke is alluding to.
And we have a bit of overlap with, you know, some of the larger customers as well, so we know them very well.
Okay, great. And then just when you look at the wind, solar, and storage markets, could you just speak to if there are any kind of notable margin differences across those businesses? I think the wind market is a bit more concentrated than solar, where you have some new entrants. So, you know, how should we be thinking about margins as the business shifts a bit?
Yeah, I think that the company's put itself in a nice position to think about the teams, the project teams that we have, to be agnostic to wind or solar. So our ability to perform on the same margin profile on either is certainly something that we can do as a company and feel good about and comfortable about.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is coming from Adam Thalhimer from Thompson Davis. Your line is now live.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just one question. Does Blattner have much of a maintenance business today, and is there an opportunity to build that out?
Yeah, I think when we look at the maintenance business today, the way we see it, the repowering of the wind cycle, I think is what you'll see more of than the maintenance. So our ability to repower the wind farms that have been done by Blattner is certainly something that, you know, you'll see us in that arena. If people were to get around maintenance and more thereof, we would certainly, you know, look to those directions, but not something we're focused on today.
Are you early in the repower opportunity, Duke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, broke up a little bit. Okay, I'll turn it over. Thank you.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. Square in the middle of it.
Thank you. Next question today is coming from Steven Fisher from UBS. Your line is now live.
Thanks. Good morning. First question is related to M&A and leverage. Just curious what your M&A plans might be from here, if this puts other things on hold, and maybe what was the M&A pipeline looking like for Blattner, and then how quickly do you think you get back to that 1.5 to 2 times leverage?
I mean, I think the company's been disciplined. We've said all along that as we look at acquisitions, that our leverage profile is, if we go above 2, we're looking to get back below that. I don't think it precludes us from making acquisitions if they're the right acquisitions going forward. As we've stated many times, we're not looking for acquisitions on any given day. This was a unique opportunity of a 107-year-old company that we thought we could put together with Quanta and really change the way that we can collaborate for the energy transition of the future. It's unique. Derek can comment on, you know, payback and such.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we positioned the balance sheet to be quite reasonably conservative of recent, and I think that even with this transaction, we still have a slightly conservative balance sheet. It's a slightly above our, you know, kind of 1.5 to 2 times, and we'll be focused on using forward cash flows as a component to delever. But I do think that we have the ability in our modeling, when we look at the combined free cash flow dynamics, to still be opportunistic, both into the path of delevering, but still doing opportunistic M&A investments and stock buybacks.
We do think there's opportunities around the renewable solar business and things around technology that certainly will support the platform.
Great. And then my second question is just on the learning curve here. These are still relatively newer industries, and I'm curious where you think Blattner is on the learning curve on solar in particular. Have they done enough to really say they're at the top of the learning curve there? And then on energy storage, you know, what's the expected ramp up of learning as that business comes together?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Blattner, everyone's learning from them. And the reason why Quanta wasn't in the business is because Blattner was world class and the market leader. So their ability to really lead the way in the way that solar and wind is installed is certainly something that we recognize and value. So I think they lead the way in that process.
and energy storage, is there a, are we just at the bottom of the learning curve there?
No, I mean, it's just, I think we've installed battery storage in Australia. We've installed it here in the States, commented quite a bit about it. Both EV, electric vehicle charging stations, all those kind of things are early. But as far as how to programmatically install in the client base we work with, they're the same. And I think our approach to it and our client's approach and the collaboration that we have with them allows us to certainly get ahead of many in the field.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thank you. We've reached the end of our question and answer session. I'd like to turn the floor back over to management for any further closing comments.
Yeah, first I want to thank ladies and gentlemen that are working in the storm in Louisiana. Certainly lost a life there, and what we do on any given day doesn't go unnoticed. That we're putting lights on every day and staying safe doing it. So thank you to the men and women in the field. And I'd like to thank you all for participating in the conference call. We look forward to completing the acquisition of Blattner and reporting on our future progress. We appreciate your questions, support, and ongoing interest in Quanta Services. Thank you. This concludes our call.
Thank you. That does conclude today's teleconference and webcast. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a wonderful day. We thank you for your participation today.